News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Chinese officials say their satellite has spotted a large object in the southern Indian Ocean in the search for that Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. The announcement was made during the daily press briefing of Malaysia's transportation minister. A federal judge says Michigan's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling states the ban must be overturned. The judgment stems from a lawsuit filed by two nurses who wished to marry and adopt each other's children. In 2004, Michigan residents voted to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. The judge said the ban violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Some counties in Michigan say they'll issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples as early as today. A Marine Corps veteran injured during the Occupy Oakland protest back in October of 2011 is receiving a multi-million dollar settlement from the California city. His attorneys say Scott Olson had his skull partially shattered by a lead-filled beanbag which had been shot at him by a police officer. The attorneys say the Iraq War veteran suffered permanent brain damage as a result. A preliminary report filed by the NTSB is giving early insight into a deadly helicopter crash in Seattle. The report issued last night says surveillance video shows the news helicopter rotating counterclockwise as it lifted off from its helipad. It indicates the chopper rotated and ascended slightly. It was nearly level. However, the report says it continued rotating counterclockwise 360 degrees before pitching forward in a nose-low attitude. That's when it disappeared from view and crashed. No charges will be filed in the stabbing death of a Los Angeles Dodger fan killed back in September after a game against the Giants in San Francisco. Jonathan Denver was stabbed to death outside AT&T Park. The 24-year-old was punched and hit over the head with an aluminum chair during an altercation with 21-year-old Michael Montgomery and his brother. Prosecutors say it cannot be proved that Montgomery did not act in self-defense. Also, a Northeast Wisconsin lawmaker has announced a run for Secretary of State. Sister Bay Representative Gary Bies, the Republican, announced yesterday he would run against incumbent Doug LaFollette. The State Department of Revenue is warning taxpayers to watch out for scammers claiming they owe money to the government. Andrew Beckett has more on that story.
State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says the IRS is sending out an alert after several taxpayers reported getting phone calls from individuals who claim to be with the agency.
Crooks who pose as IRS agents have called taxpayers and demanded that they make immediate tax payments using debit cards or wire transfers, threatening them with arrest or revocation of their driver's license.
Chandler says state and federal officials would never make those types of demands over the phone. He says anyone receiving a call should hang up, then contact the agency the caller claims to represent. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The EAA lost its battle over having to pay for air traffic controllers or work at AirVenture. The FAA sent a bill last year and EAA officials paid it under protest and filed a lawsuit against the agency. Both sides now have a 9-year agreement with the EAA paying the agency for travel, backfill overtime, and other expenses for the controllers. Jack Pelton is the president of the EAA board. He says he expects this year's costs to be pretty similar to last year, around $475,000.
In the out years, we have a contractual requirement that they have to sit down with us and we assess the amount of support, areas that we can try to control cost and not have it be an open-ended charge account, if you will.
The FAA blames sequestration cuts when it sent the bill last year. Pelton says the agency is now charging events if the cost of the controllers is more than $25,000. The EAA has also agreed to drop its lawsuit. Technology has changed the way we see and hear movies in the theater, and most theaters have left 35mm film behind for new digital equipment. The Three Lakes Center for the Arts debuted their new digital film projector this weekend. The center raised $50,000 for a digital projector and sound system after their old projector broke last year. Technical Director Paul Johnson says the new equipment offers a big change in quality.
Well, first of all, the picture has much more clarity to it, and the sound is amazing. We not only replaced the 35mm projector, we also pretty much replaced the entire sound system. And we had also replaced the screen a year ago, so we're pretty well operating with absolutely brand new equipment.
The Three Lakes Center for the Arts is showing the movie Gravity this weekend. Central Wisconsin opened up their hearts and wallets to help care for sick children this week. Great Country 101.9 WDEZ, our sister station, teamed up with volunteers and local sponsors to host their 13th Country Cares for St. Jude's Radiothon. Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, Nikki Montgomery, and Joe Malone told everyone that last year's dollar total had been topped.
2014 Country Cares for St. Jude Kid WDEZ Radiothon grand total
$148,850.
Vanessa Ryan says people really showed they cared for these kids and their families by donating money and time.
I think people in Central Wisconsin really felt the need to step up and become partners in Hope this year. I think they really felt throughout the whole entire year as we were raising money for St. Jude how important this was to us.
And according to local businesses, Milwaukee playing host to the NCAA tournament has been nothing but sweet. Visit Milwaukee reports an estimated $4.6 million is expected to impact the local economy around the Bradley Center, including several hotels reporting sellouts for the 2 days of tournament action. The Badgers are back in action tonight as they take on Oregon in the NCAA men's tournament. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.